Now, friends, we continue on here with this 21st chapter of Ezekiel in this last prophetic section that deals with Jerusalem and Israel. That is the final judgment that was coming upon the city of Jerusalem. Now, we've been in this for quite a while, and it will continue through chapter 24. And maybe it has been tedious and tiring to some, it may be positively boring to others. And there would be always a tendency for me to move over this rather hurriedly, and we are going to have to pick up our momentum shortly in this book. But I have gone through this in a rather meticulous manner because of, I think, two very definite reasons. Number one is, this is an area in the Word of God, there's a complete blackout. When was the last time that you heard a message on Ezekiel, unless it was the 38th and 39th of Ezekiel? Or when was the last time you studied the book? And many have already said this is a book they had never looked at before. And the other reason is that this book is very pertinent for us in this hour in which we're living today. There is a direct application of this. Although the words of Ezekiel were spoken many years ago, but it was the Word of God. He has monotonously told us. The Word of the Lord came unto him. This wasn't his idea at all. And this man is giving out the Word of God. And since it is the Word of God, it always has an application. And I personally feel that it's pertinent for us in this day and this nation in which we live. And for that reason, I think it's well to spend a little time with it. And then, again, here is a book, like Revelation, that the liberal likes to say, well, it's way out in left field, and you can't understand it, and you ought not to study it, and it doesn't have a message for us today. Well, may I say to you, I trust by now that you've discovered that the visions here are tremendous. And I do not propose to have the final word on that great first chapter of the vision of the glory of God. I just stand in awe and wonder there. But we're down now at the nitty-gritty where the rubber meets the road. And this man's very practical, and I do not want to adopt a super pious attitude, but this is not difficult. This is something that's very practical for us today. Now, with that in mind, I want to continue on here, because this man again, here in the 21st chapter, he's making it, I think, very clear to these people that the king of Babylon is going to remove the last king of the Davidic line until Messiah comes. Now, because of that, this becomes one of the most important chapters that we'll find in the book of Ezekiel, and yet it's not dealt with, as far as I can tell, very often.